This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, assalamu alaikum and hello friends. Welcome to Global Kids with Khaled on ORFM Youth Zone, where we explore the world together through stories, adventures and smiles. Assalamu alaikum and kia ora everyone. You're listening to Global Kids with Khaled, the show where we meet amazing people from all around the world and talk about life, learning and fun. Today's guest is someone very special to me. He's like family. He's been one of our first friends in New Zealand and we've traveled all over the country with him. He's super smart, funny, kind and doing amazing things in his PhD. Welcome to the show, Zulkarnain and Uncle.
Thank you very much, Khaled. It's a pleasure to be on your show. You are doing an amazing job, and I would love to have some good time with you in the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm super excited to start. Let's get started with our first segment. Around the World with Khaled. All right, Uncle, first things first. You've been traveling so much recently. You went to the UK to present your research paper. You've lived in Japan before. And of course, you've been between Pakistan and New Zealand too. So here comes some question just for you. What's been your favorite country to visit and why?
I think Japan, because, you know, Japan is called the land of the rising sun. So people are amazing. They are so disciplined and the trains there. Have you heard about the bullet train, like the fastest train in the world?
So no.
So it's like really, really, really super fast. Like you can't even imagine how fast it moves. So yeah. So and then we have a Disneyland in Japan also. So it's a really, really cool place for the kids. So yeah, Japan is my favorite country, and I lived there for 2 years. And this year also I went there. So it was such great feeling. All the old memories were coming. So Japan is an amazing country. You should go there with your parents and your brother. You would love it.
We were planning to go, but we might do it next year, maybe in October or September.
Yeah, that's super cool. And in the Disneyland, they have a zoo also nearby, and they have like beautiful baby panda. Oh. So you will just love it.
Oh, so have you been to the fastest train?
Yep. A couple of times.
Is it scary?
Oh, when you are sitting inside it, you don't feel scary. But if you watch it from the outside, like waiting at the station and the bullet train passes by, then it's super, super fast. But when you are sitting inside, you really don't feel it that it is that super fast. But you can travel so quickly, like you can do the journey of 10 hours, like in only 3 hours, which is really cool. Yeah.
Oh, I want to go there sometime, but I don't think that our children under 5 allowed?
Yep. They can sit inside the bullet train, like it's super secure and super safety. So inside it, you don't feel at all. So yeah, everyone can go. Even a newborn baby can travel in this. Yeah.
Oh, I thought under 5 couldn't go. Or maybe under 10, but good thing I can go and Zavi.
Yes, your brother can also go and he will really enjoy it, yeah.
Well, I really want to go to Japan now because there's such amazing things. And honestly, none other country I've been to has this many amazing things.
Yep, and you know, they have their traditional dresses, like fancy colors, and you know, you will just love it. So you should go there and you have like everything. The food is amazing. If you like sushi, it's super, super nice.
Oh yeah, I want to try sushi. I tried it one time. It's good. I want to try it again.
Yeah. So you should definitely go there. It should be on your go list for the next year.
Yeah, I'll go.
Yep.
And do you have another favorite country?
So honestly, after Japan, I really, really like New Zealand because I have been living here for the past 3 years. And I think it's super cool. And like you said in the introduction, we have done so many journeys together. So the best thing about New Zealand is they say that it is not the destination. It is actually the journey. And, you know, even if you're going from Dunedin to Queenstown, although Queenstown is really beautiful, but the whole journey is so beautiful. You can stop by anywhere to take pictures, to see the natural places. So, yeah, New Zealand is amazing. Apart from the weather, which gets a bit tricky.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah. So apart from the weather, everything is so good about New Zealand. And, you know, you get so many other Pakistani and other people from all over the world. So it's like super, super cool, like my second favorite country after Japan for sure.
Oh, wait. And also it's one of the safest countries. Like not many bombs can come here.
Yeah. Yeah. So from that perspective, yes. Super secure.
It's in the corner.
Yeah.
People won't really. How was your recent trip to the UK? Did you eat anything yummy there?
So, you know, UK is famous for their fish and chips. Like, it's their, like, favorite food over there. Like, they have some really good fish and chips. So, I ate that a lot. But my elder sister lives there. So, mostly I ate with her at her home. So, she made me delicious Pakistani food over there. And I met my niece for the first time. She's just 2 years old. So, it was, like, super cool. So, I met her for the first time. And my brother also came to the UK. So, it was a good kind of a mini family reunion. But, yeah, I really like the fish and chips over there. Like, they are the authentic fish and chips.
Yeah, I love fish and chips in every country. But I want to try UK's one. Like, I haven't tried.
Yeah, because UK is the famous, you know, for their fish and chips. They were the one who started kind of fish and chips. So, you should really go and... Have you been to the UK yourself?
No.
You should go there as well. After Japan and maybe after 2 years, you should go to the UK.
I don't want to go after 2 hours. I really want to go to these countries because I think I want to try something new. So I think I want to go maybe next year.
Yeah, so the best time is even in Japan and even in the UK is like the spring season, like in the month of Feb, April, March. Otherwise, it gets a bit humid in June, July. So I think the best time would be to go like early in the year so that you can enjoy. And, you know, Japan is famous for their cherry blossoms, especially in the spring seasons. They have so many beautiful trees with so many colors.
Yeah, I know.
So if you like nature, you will just love it.
Yeah, I want to go to Japan and UK. Yep. And I'm excited to see what's more.
Okay.
What's something surprising or funny that's happened while traveling into these countries?
You know, when you are traveling on a plane or on a train, you meet different kind of people. So some people are like singing song in the plane. They don't realize that, you know, other people are also trying to sleep.
Oh.
So there was one person sitting just behind my seat. So he was like singing so loudly. So it was kind of funny. So people kind of, you know, were enjoying. So nobody was, you know, really bothered, but it was kind of funny. And then one guy who was sitting next to me was snoring so high. So it was like kind of funny, but a bit of, you know, irritating as well. But I always take things with a smile and on a positive note. So yeah, it was good. So yeah, so and he kept on sleeping for like good 12 hours. So the flight from Auckland to Dubai is really long. So
that
guy slept for like good 12 hours and he was snoring throughout. So it was kind of funny. Yeah.
I've been into these situations, especially when there's somebody snoring very loud. It's happened to me very many times, especially when I'm coming to Dubai to Auckland. Then
So that was kind of funny. Yeah.
That was really funny.
Yeah.
If you could live in any country for a year besides New Zealand, where would it be?
I think Japan, because it is my favorite country. I have been there and I know a bit of Japanese as well. So I can communicate with the people. Of course, I lived there for 2 years. So I can easily, you know, have a conversation with any Japanese there is no language barrier over there as well. And like, again, it is so beautiful as well. Like here we have Mount Cook. In Japan, we have Mount Fuji. It is really beautiful. And then I talked about the bullet train. So, yeah, Japan would be that country where I can, you know, really enjoy living and their infrastructure is so good and their trains are so good and the people are so disciplined that, yeah, Japan would be the country I can easily go and live other than New Zealand. Or, of course, Pakistan is my home country. So, yeah.
Well, I thought so because you liked it. You liked it. And I thought that you were going to choose Japan. So, yeah, I got my thoughts right.
Yeah, that's good.
And how do you think life has changed for you since you moved into New Zealand?
Yeah, so now when I came here, my son, who is now 6 years old, he was only 3 years old. Like he was like a baby boy, but now he is getting a bit bigger. So, you know, he's always, you know, your brother also, you know, now boys, they like to jump and do, you know, really funny things. So I have to just take care of him a bit more. So I guess responsibility, because other than doing my PhD, being a father is really, really important for me. So I just try to give more time to my kids, you know, try to keep a balance. So, yeah, in that way, yeah, I have to take care of my kids a lot now. in Pakistan, you know, we have so many other relatives living with us, like my parents, my sisters, who used to take care of my kids. But here, it's only me and my wife, so we have to give extra time to our kids. So yeah, which is good. Obviously, you really enjoy, you know, spending time with the kids, and you see, you know, they are doing funny things, which is really cool and awesome.
Yeah.
Sometimes they get a bit, you know, a bit annoying. Annoying, should I say? Yeah. So sometimes, but otherwise, 8 out of 10 times, they are really cool and funny, and you really enjoy what they are doing. So yeah, being a father and, you know, being alone here with my wife, it is a bit difficult, but really, I enjoy it, you know. Yeah, so that is something which has changed. Otherwise, in Pakistan, I didn't used to give that much time to my kids, but now I have to give so much time, and I really like it. Yeah.
Yeah, same with us. My mom used to go on trips and different places, especially my dad too. So me and Zavi mostly lived with our grandparents. So yeah, same.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope your family never move away. We need to plan more road trips together. Maybe all the way to the North Island this time. Okay, now it's time for my favorite part. Gurit's Kids Corner. This is where I get to ask you some fun questions, play a quick game, and see how fast your brain works. Let's start with the quick would you rather. Would you rather fight one giant duck or 100 tiny cats?
100 tiny cats.
I would rather do one giant duck because I don't know why people like cats, but I'm really scared of cats because they scratch.
Yeah, but I think cats are really cute, so they won't harm me. So I would really enjoy fighting with 100 cats rather than a big giant duck.
I can't choose. Okay, just leave it for me. I can't choose.
Okay.
I'm scared of ducks and cats. I don't know what I'm scared of. Would you rather have to sing everything you say or dance everywhere you go?
I think dancing, I can't dance at all. People will laugh at me if I dance, so singing is a better option.
Well, I don't want to choose any for this one too. Would you rather only eat biryani forever or never eat biryani again?
Eat biryani forever. I can eat biryani in the breakfast, in the lunch, in the dinner. It's my favorite thing, so I can't imagine my life without biryani, so I'll take the first option. Well, how about you?
I'm not trying to be mean, but never again. The whole world likes biryani, especially Asian.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I don't like biryani. Because it has all those things in it, like, you know, different...
Maybe next time I'll make a biryani for you. Maybe you will like it. Maybe you don't like your mama's biryani.
I like rice that's simple. Okay. And that's why.
But I really love biryani, so I can eat it forever, yeah?
Oh, okay. My mom would say that too. Maybe the whole Pakistan would say that.
You are also a Pakistani.
Well, don't count me in.
Okay.
Okay, nice answers. But now it's time for a quick puzzle. Here is a riddle. I have keys, but no locks. I have space, but no room. You can enter, but you can't go outside. What am I?
I have no idea. Can you just give me some hints, please?
Okay. It's like something on a laptop or a computer.
Keyboard?
Yes, a keyboard.
Thank you.
An easy one.
Yeah,
next
you gave me a good hint. Thanks.
Nice try. So, well, not nice try. You asked for a hint and you did it. Okay, now the one word game. I'll say a word and you have to answer with the first word that comes to your mind. Ready?
Cool. Yep.
Travel.
Japan.
Ice cream.
Chocolate.
Science.
I hate.
Wait, why?
I don't like science. I like mathematics, but not science.
Me too, but...
Even now, I can't remember the names of the planets. I don't like science at all.
Oh, I really like science. Well, kids like science because they get to do experiments.
Yep, that is true. Yeah,
yeah, but neither they don't. They don't like.
But science gets a bit tough as you get older. Like, you know, when you'll start studying physics, chemistry, biology.
And that starts in
I think it will...
High school.
Yeah, in high school, exactly.
And it will keep going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ice cream.
Chocolate. That's fine.
Yeah, it's
chocolate.
Okay. Friendship.
So many friends. Maybe Asif, my best friend, yeah?
Oh, I haven't heard.
Yeah, because he's in Pakistan, so I haven't talked about him. Maybe the next time we meet, I'll talk about him.
Yeah, we'll probably meet again.
Yeah.
Dunedin.
Oti poti.
Hiba.
My love.
Fun.
Hiba.
Khirid.
My friend.
Okay, those were great tries.
Thank you.
Next up is... Let's Talk Life. You're doing so well in your PhD, and you just co-published too. Mashallah, that's amazing. Now let's slow things down and talk about life for a little bit. What keeps you going when things get hard in your studies?
That's a really good question. So I really get inspired by nature. So whenever I am, you know, a bit stressed because of my studies, I go for a long walk. I go to the Belvedere Street, which is like the steepest peak, the steepest street in the world.
Oh.
So I just go there, I run there, and I then feel really energetic. Or sometimes I go to a beach. So nature really gives me positive vibes. So in Dunedin, you know, it has so many beautiful beaches and so many good walking tracks. So I just go there and I feel so energetic and so fresh. So this is the first thing which I do if I am stressed. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't like to go on the steepest street, even though I haven't seen it, but it sounds not that good. So
you should go and you should take your brother with you.
Is it in Dunedin?
Yeah, yeah, it is in Dunedin. It is not so far from our home, from your home. So you should definitely go there. You know, Hiba, my daughter, she is your friend. She has been there a couple of times. So it is really cool.
Oh, yeah. I have never been to it, but I would like to see it.
Yeah, yeah, it's really cool.
What's something you've learned from all your travels and work that you want kids like me to know?
I think you need to manage the time. It's really important. You don't want to miss a flight, you know. So managing time is really, really important. You should know what time you should reach the airport. If you are doing some shoppings, be careful. If you are in a play area, be careful that, you know, you reach the airport on time or you reach your gate on time. You don't really want to miss your flights or miss your bus. Then it ruins it. So time management is really important. And this is what I have learned. I see people, you know, crying or at the airport that they missed their flight and then they don't get the next available flight for such a long time. So time management is really important.
Yes, I know. Have you been in a situation like that? Have you like missed?
Yeah, one time I did miss because of my brother. He is, you know, he's really lazy and he just wants to reach airport at the last minute. So we got stuck in the traffic and we have to travel to Dubai from Pakistan, but we couldn't because we missed the flight. And then we didn't get the flight for the next 2 days. So, you know, our plan kind of got ruined. So from that day, I just keep a good margin. I try to reach airport well before time. So, yeah, so that thing happened once and I've learned a lot that you should be really careful with your time management.
Yeah, that I think exactly like everything you said was exactly right because like time. Like, even if you get a little bit late, you can miss your flight, you can miss something. Even when I'm on, when I do my show, I have to be there on time because other people might be doing other shows before or after me. Yeah. So then if I get even 1 minute late, then I would have to
Exactly. The whole chain breaks because then the next person will get late, maybe then the next person. So that is really important that you follow time. You have to be disciplined. And I learned this a lot from the Japanese people. Like they are so, so disciplined. So yeah, you should always learn positive things from different people. So time management and discipline is the message which I tell my kids also they should follow it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great message. And I hope all our listeners are listening to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they learn a lot from it.
Yep.
If you could go back in time and give your 9-year-old some advice, what would you say?
Listen to your parents all the time. I was a very naughty kid. So sometimes I didn't used to listen to my parents and, you know, I used to fell down playing, you know, aggressive games. So I think one should always try to listen to their parents because the parents tell them from their experience. So I think at that time I used to, you know, sometimes get a bit annoyed, like, why my parents are stopping me to do this and do that, you know, how kids feel. But I think you should listen to your parents all the time. So I could have been more disciplined, although I was really good, very obedient. But I think I should have listened all the times to my parents. So this is something I might change. Otherwise, everything I really enjoyed when I was 9 years old. Yeah. So that is one thing I would have listened to my parents a bit more.
Yeah, then you could change your life. You could change your life into a really good one. And yeah, if I had to give myself some advice, I'll get the advice from you and tell it to myself advice. Because that's really good advice. Yeah,
thank you.
Uncle Zulkarnain, thank you so much for being on Global Kids with Kira today. You're one of my favorite people ever, and I'm really happy you could join us, and especially with your positive talking. I hope we get to go on more fun adventures with our family very soon, and even our shows. Before we go, what's one word or message you'd like to leave for all the kids listening today?
So again, like I just said, listen to your parents, listen to your elders. You should have fun, but have, you know, some time for your studies also. Studies are also really, really important. And when you get a bit older, you will realize that, you know, studies are really important. To have fun, but study also, and always listen to your parents, love your siblings, love your friends, enjoy time with your friends, and just be cool. This is my message to all of you.
That's such good advice. And thank you again. And thank you to all our listeners. See you next time on Global Kids with Kirit. Don't forget to smile, ask questions, and keep exploring the world. Until next time, kia ora and alafis. Thank you for exploring the world with me on Global Kids with Kirit on ORFM Youth Zone. Join me for more adventures next time. You can find our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on oar.org.nz. This is Khirid signing off. Kia ora, ala hafiz, and goodbye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.